Charlotte-based Atrium Health is one of dozens of wealthy hospital systems across the U.S. that's receiving millions of dollars in federal grants designed to help healthcare providers respond to the coronavirus. That's according to a data analysis by research group Good Jobs First. But critics say Atrium and systems like it don't need the money. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
Atrium Health is receiving about $191 million, according to the Good Jobs First data. It's part of billions in federal relief included in the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, and distributed by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. An Atrium spokesman says the funds will be used to partially offset the, quote, sizable losses created by the coronavirus. The hospital system stopped non-essential surgeries and appointments in mid-March to prepare for an expected surge in COVID-19 patients. It recently resumed those procedures. Atrium reported a $30 million operating loss for the first quarter of this year at its board meeting last month.
$30 million is peanuts.
Robert Berenson is a health policy analyst at the Urban Institute, a research group in Washington, D.C. He says wealthy systems like Atrium may lose out on revenue in the first and second quarter, but says it's nowhere near the money they have in reserves. Atrium had nearly $5 billion sitting in its investment accounts in 2018, according to its financial statements.
They are fully capable of continuing quite well, thank you very much, even without this federal infusion of cash.
Berenson says Atrium got more money than it needed. He blames the formulas the federal government used to distribute funding. One based the amount of money awarded on how much money a healthcare provider collected from Medicare last year. Another was based on its revenue, or the money coming in. U.S. Health and Human Services says on its website, quote, "The simple formula used the data on hand to get the money out the door as quickly as possible." But hospitals that serve a greater proportion of wealthier, privately insured patients got twice as much relief as those focused on low-income patients with Medicaid or without insurance, according to a Kaiser Family Foundation study. In North Carolina, the top four largest recipients were big systems: Atrium, UNC and UNC Health, Novant, and Duke, according to Good Jobs First data. They received about $526 million combined. Brad Stotz is the faculty director of the University of North Carolina's Center for the Business of Health.
Is that relief funding getting to those who, you know, everyone needs it, but those who most need it? And I think that is an open question.
Stott says hospitals across North Carolina saw dramatically fewer patients because of the coronavirus. But he says bigger systems have more of a rainy day fund to draw on.
If you're kind of the big hospital systems, you know, an Atrium, a Duke, UNC, then, you know, you're getting hit hard, but you're likely able to weather the storm. The real threat, or the biggest threat, I would say, comes for the small systems, especially for rural hospitals.
Stott says many rural hospitals had fewer patients to begin with and have lost procedures that brought in more money.
They, over time, have lost a lot of those more profitable procedures as folks have gone, you know, to a big city to get their heart care, let's say, or to get their orthopedic surgery.
North Carolina had at least 32 small rural and critical access hospitals last year, according to state health department data. Most rural hospitals in the U.S. had little cash going into the pandemic, some with fewer than 21 days' worth of cash on hand, according to an analysis from the NC Rural Health Research Program. Small and rural hospital systems did get federal money, but Robert Berenson with the Urban Institute calls it a, quote, pittance. First Health of the Carolinas, which operates four hospitals in Pinehurst, Troy, Rockingham, and Rayford, got about $14 million, according to Good Jobs First numbers. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.